Come now, you green man, you Mayday, you dance. We're in the old battle, we know summer wins. Hello, I'm Sarah Acton. I'm a landscape poet, and I'm working with Martin Maudsley on the Talking Tent Project all of this summer from May through to October. And we're celebrating the Dorset AONB 60th anniversary. Those two lines were from a poem that I wrote called Mayday in the Seasons of Story Spring Book, which you can get hold of through Stepping Into Nature. Come now, you green man, you May Queen, you dance. We're in the old battle, we know summer winds. Come now, you lovers, come all dreamers true, while dew to your faces blush beauty anew. Come dance the maypole, come colour the sky, sing your brightest ribbons to pattern the days. Dark lonely for so long, new lambs now among us. Come magic, come fire, come now light the way. Come now, you green man, you May Queen, you dance. We're in the old battle, we know summer winds. And if you've listened to Martin's audio clips, you'll know that in the old Celtic calendar there were two seasons, summer and winter. And May Day was the fire day, when months of light and summer really truly began. And I'm here today in Simonsbury Holloway, which is very green and absolutely bursting with life. And this is the merry month of May, a month of new life, warmth, greening, life force, fertility, abundance, and love. Springtime, the only pretty ring time, sweet lovers love the spring, as William Shakespeare told us in As You Like It. And it's no wonder that we can connect to both the land at this time of year when we spend more time outdoors smelling those greens and cowslips and the garlic flowers. Who doesn't love May? And through this, we can feel a really specific sense of place with our favourite places in the Dorset landscape. And it's no wonder that new energy in all of us rises up and starts fizzing. Already, I'm getting up earlier again and going outside to greet the day every day. And I started this on the 1st of May and I'll carry on all throughout the summer. And for many of us, we have a sprightly twinkle in our step when life starts buzzing and unfolding all around us. Or to use an old word, we become more lusty. And I, what fountain of fire am I among this leaping combustion of spring? That's D.H. Lawrence in Enkindled Spring. And Dylan Thomas tells us very famously in his spring poem, there are so many spring poems, the force that through the green fuse drives the flower. All of these poets are trying to capture that feeling of spring, the rising sap. And all of these celebrations and thinking about, for instance, May Day and all of the May Day celebrations shows how community can come together in one of the oldest ways that bridges centuries, in giving simple thanks and blessings to the land. And in the old customs, everyone is part of the dance, whether you're part of the procession, you put a sprig of green in your hair, you're a fiddler, a Morris man, or you're dancing the maypole, old and young. And these celebrations, which involve everybody, show us how to celebrate our commonality with and of nature. And they remind us to remember not only our individual story, but our shared and collective memory and story that we're all part of. Our common link, which is the place where we love to be or spend our days in Dorset. So where do you love to spend your days in the Dorset AONB? We'd love to hear your thoughts and anecdotes about connecting to nature, wildlife and springtime in your everyday life and community. And we'd really love to hear from you. So if anything that you've heard in Martin or my prompts has triggered any thoughts or feelings about springtime and May Day and celebrations and seasonal living, then please do get in touch with us. All of the details of how to do that are on the Talking Tent webpages. Bye for now.